Good morning. Welcome to the Your World Within podcast. Today, we're going to talk about keeping your head in the clouds and your feet on the ground, simultaneously managing the big picture and the small stuff, nonstop belief that things will work, that there's an answer, that you're ultimately going to get there, and that you won't quit until you do, while also being brutally honest with the facts on the floor, the reality around you. A lot of times, I think there's a tendency to conflate positivity with a detachment from reality, but they're very different things. You need them both for success to unfold. You need the big picture, and you need the minutiae, the steps, the little things that add up over time. In the book Good to Great, Jim Collins calls this the Stockdale Principle, where Admiral Stockdale, I think at the time Commander Stockdale, was shot down during Vietnam. He was prisoner of war for over 7 years in Vietnam, and it was just obviously a brutal experience. And you know, one of the things that helped him survive was being painfully pragmatic while also knowing in his soul, right, with every ounce of his being, that he would ultimately get out, that the men he cared about and helped so much would ultimately get out. And so when Jim Collins is interviewing him, you know, he says, Admiral Stockdale, what differentiated the ones that made it and the ones that didn't? And the answer is incredibly surprising. He says optimism. Because the people that were overly optimistic said, we'll get out by Christmas. And Christmas comes and they don't get out. And then they say, okay, well, fine, we'll be out. We'll see our families by Easter. And Easter comes and they're still there. Okay, maybe next Christmas. Next Christmas comes, nothing changes. He says those are the people that died of a broken heart. There was too big of a gap between the reality, the components needed to progress the way they wanted to progress and the way they were thinking. You know, you have to be willing to look in the mirror and diagnose a situation. You know, that's applicable to business, it's applicable to your personal life. Dream big, step small. Believe, but act. Be cognizant of the world around you, the reality that you're living in. Now, you can't change something that you don't understand intrinsically. You can't progress if you haven't analyzed something. And this is not about your capabilities. This is never a call to doubt yourself. It's to be strategic. This is just saying that you need to understand the realities so that you can improve upon them. If you want to be the next Michael Jordan, that's a huge ask. That's a lot. It's possible. You can do it. And you need to believe with every ounce of you that if that's what you want to do, it's a pursuit, you know, worth taking. But you also need to know what it means to be Michael Jordan. You got to understand the commitment, how he sacrificed relationships. He sacrificed, you know, his friends, his love life. He got up every single morning. All he did was basketball. How he took thousands of shots a day. How his mentality and his aggressive behavior, right, his mindset, the way he looked at life and approached life on and off the court, it required that he was so intense and so obsessed with winning that some people couldn't handle it. It meant that everything stopped except being the best. That's a big ask. A lot of people can't do that, don't want to do that. But that's what it takes. And to think you're going to be Michael Jordan without understanding, one, the commitment that's required and how you stack up, it's going to be in vain. I remember the CEO of the company that I work for right out of college, he used to say, look, you have to be able to be honest and say when your baby's ugly, right? Look at what you have and be able to draw a line from where you want to be so you can fix it. So that's the point. If you can juggle those two things, you will be unstoppable. Unstoppable. If you can be the one to trust yourself enough to know that there is a big picture, you will pursue it relentlessly and you will get there. If you can take that and you can marry it to the little things, right? To the awareness, to promising yourself that you will continue to analyze, assess, and do what needs to happen on the ground, that you will be realistic, you will be pragmatic. When things fail, you won't sugarcoat it. You'll dive in. You'll look at why it failed so that you can pick up those pieces and build something stronger and continue to build, stack, and stand on what you've made. Those are the people that change the world. Those are the people that get things done, that get results. Dream big, step small. See you tomorrow. When you find the courage, you walk out your front door and realize darkness is not a permanent state, but the absence of light. And you have within your soul fire sufficient to set the world ablaze. You don't make what you need, you are what you need, a piece of the infinite. Descendant of stars, proof of the impossible. When you find the courage, you alter the very story being etched into the sands of time. An undertaking that makes one's knees shake and hands tremble, a decision that costs the ability to avoid discomfort. When you find the courage, living is at the expense of that which must now die. And to turn the door handle in front of you means closing the one from which you came. Courage is deciding that watching life through a window is no longer sufficient. That what you have is not a product of the way things should be, but how you've allowed them to unfold. See, a choice is not a thing. A choice is an action. A deliberate decision to see life differently. To see your circumstances differently, to see your outcomes differently, to see your trials and tribulations differently. What you don't know is a gift, willing to reveal itself and lift you up should you find the courage. This world has seen empires rise and fall. It's brought in the new, cleansed itself of the old, and chapter by chapter, the present becomes the past, culminating into the laws by which we operate. All of them stand upon a foundation of courage, conscious decisions for more, to change things, to be better, do better, to advance the rate in which better is obtained. In a world of noise, clutter, if you remember one thing, remember this: you have nothing to lose. How could you, when we operate in an arena that simply waits for us to inject meaning into it? Just like the chapter before you, your last page will ultimately turn. But what do you want those words to say? What stories do you want told? How much meaning do you want to pour into the words that will forever emanate off the lips of those that come after you? Because the day you're experiencing, the thoughts dancing around in your head, the air pouring through your lungs, they are zero obligation and 100% opportunity, a thing of beauty. That is why we must find the courage to step out. To see what we can pull from the universe. It's not greedy or selfish or irresponsible. It's why you were put on this planet. To make the most of your ride, to create magic. So leave the excuses, stop thinking through a lens of scarcity, and find the courage to redraw reality's parameters. Push them further and further back until nothing is out of the realm of possibility, until you've realized the control you've had from day one as you watch life through a window and wonder what it could bring you. Find the courage to answer that question and never look back.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.